Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Now, when it comes to the way we think and plan for our retirement, one of the gloomiest stats that doesn't seem to change year after year is that roughly 6% of us South Africans will be able to retire with an adequate replacement ratio. And that number is from the Alex Forbes survey. It hasn't budged for 20 odd years. And 10X Investments recently released the South African Retirement Reality Report for 2022. It's the fifth annual report that tracks South Africa's retirement savings crisis and our attitudes towards our saving for retirement. And sadly, 68% of people have no retirement savings plan at all, or just a vague idea of one. I mean, and that just tells you what our attitudes are. Just 8% are executing a properly thought through retirement plan. Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome 10X's Kellen Potier, who is on the line from Cape Town. Evening, Kellen. Those are some pretty sobering findings. Firstly, what is Retirement Reality Report? This report that you're doing, what is it based on? Who have you sampled?
Michael, thanks for having me on your show. The 10X Retirement Reality Report is based on the Brand Atlas survey, which tracks the lifestyles of about 15.4 million economically active South Africans. So those are individuals or households 16 years or older with a household income of greater than 6,000 Rand per month. And of course, since the survey is digital, it is also those with internet access.
But pretty comprehensive. I mean, 15.4 million economically active South Africans. I think it's safe to assume that this will hold for the broader population. What reasons are people giving for their lack of saving? Because I think currently the cost of living crisis must be right up there.
Yeah, Michael, as you've correctly pointed out, there is a severe economic backdrop that underlies this. So not only are we suffering slow economic growth, we have high unemployment in South Africa, 33.9% at the last stat, high inflation resulting in a cost of living crisis, and stagnating incomes in real and nominal terms. And so when we survey the individuals who are not saving for retirement, 70% of those say there's simply nothing left at the end of the month in order to save for retirement. And so this does confirm the dire state of retirement readiness, but also contextualize against a really tough economy.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't ignore that. But at the end of the day, we also can't ignore the fact that just because the economy is tough doesn't mean we shouldn't be planning or putting away at least, you know, 100 Rand a month towards our retirement. And I think what it shows, and for the last 5 years, it shows that the warnings of the last 4 years really had little effect, and retirement still holds a prospect of deprivation and disempowerment for most South Africans. What are some of the more alarming findings to emerge from this year's report for you? Because there have been some glimmers of hope, but I want to focus on where we still need to work hard on.
Well, Michael, I think when we look at the state of retirement readiness in South Africa, unfortunately, the story does not discriminate by ages or income groups. The dire state is really consistent. Even of those members who do have a savings plan, nearly three quarters worry about whether they will have enough money to live on. Only 7% are actually confident that they are on course for, you know, that seemingly old-fashioned idea of being able to live off your accumulated savings at retirement. I think one other interesting thing is that there seems to be a disconnect in the psyche of South Africans saving for retirement. Across the respondents that we've surveyed who are saving for retirement, 92% of those don't feel confident that they'll have enough money to live on, yet 60% believe that they will be able to maintain their standard of living in retirement. So people just don't seem to appreciate how important not saving and providing for your retirement is in the context of providing for your lifestyle needs in retirement. And I think one of the worrying trends that's been highlighted over the past few years is really the fact that women are significantly worse off relative to men. So women need more money because they live longer, but they have less money, both from the income that they earn as well as the amounts that they are saving for retirement, but are also kind of shooting themselves in the foot by missing out on the best chances they have of closing the gap.
And I think a lot of what that boils down to, again, that disconnect between whether or not people think they're going to have enough versus whether or not their actions are actually going to deliver that, boils down to education, doesn't it? It boils down to a key focus here, and we hammer on this on the show year in, year out, but we need to do a lot more when it comes to informing people that in a defined contribution system, you really are on your own. What is the role here of employers to help nudge their employees along towards a better retirement outcome?
We do believe that employers have a significant role to play. So if you look at those who are saving for retirement, more than half of those members had belonged to a corporate fund at some time, which essentially shows that corporate savings plans are one of the biggest gateways into retirement savings for South Africans. Yet only 39% of individuals who are belonging to a corporate fund said they know very little about their fund and actually wish they knew more. So this speaks to both the role that employers could be playing in increasing the financial education of their members, but also the retirement funds and the trustees of those funds and the employee benefits consultants, and to really help people understand what is their retirement plan, to create a successful retirement plan and to accommodate them with the right information to be able to execute on that plan and see it through to retirement.
And it's disappointing for me, Kellen, in that, you know, for a long time we've been talking about retirement reforms. There were the McCarthy reforms, and it took so long that he eventually went into academia and didn't see it all the way through. But we do now have impetus around reforms, and we're talking about the two-pot system. We've already had some reforms implemented, and one of them is that you've got to have a retirement benefits counselor. So there is access to individuals who are independent to give you this kind of insight and advice, yet it doesn't seem to be translating on the ground. And I guess this isn't a localized crisis either. Even in advanced economies, I think the pension crisis is looming as one of the single biggest crises of our future. We're just not thinking about this responsibly. So how can we, as a parting thought, how can we as individuals take more collective action and responsibility here? What would you like to see South Africans do?
Michael, it's not all doom and gloom when we look at the retirement reality report. I think what we've tried to do is really focus the lens on modest changes that individuals can make to drastically enhance their retirement preparedness. And some of these areas include modest increases to savings rate. For example, someone saving 10% of their income towards retirement, increasing that to 12% would only be sacrificing 2% of their take-home pay, yet would be increasing their contributions and therefore their retirement pot by 20%. The other is time. So whether it's starting to save earlier, or for those who have maybe started late to consider deferring retirement, just saving for 10 years longer could double the amount that one has to retire. And preserving along the way is a key one. You mentioned that the two-pot system, which seeks to balance access whilst encouraging and in some respects enforcing preservation. You know, according to the Retirement Reality Report, 60% of individuals who had the chance to take cash from their corporate funds on changing jobs or leaving actually took up that option. And in fact, women were twice as likely to take up their cash. So there's a preservation crisis which we need to address. And one of the simplest things that someone can do besides increasing their savings rates and preserving is increasing the growth that they achieve in their retirement savings. So this is investing for growth as opposed to saving in cash and keeping costs low. And I think if you look at the backdrop, the situation is dire for everyone. And these are modest changes that everyone is capable of making, specifically increasing your growth and keeping costs low.
Absolutely. That was 10X's Kellen Potier with some sobering findings, but also some glimmer of light when it comes to South Africa's gloomy retirement reality. Clearly, the beloved country's expectations are rather sunnier than the reality, but there is a way out. If you think you're in a bit of a retirement dark hole, then reach out to an expert and they'll help you reach a much sunnier destination come that next chapter in your life. You're listening to Classic Business.